I've written a letter to the governor asking her to reconsider the closing of the prisons in Michigan, especially those in northern Michigan. I just think the state's making a wrong decision here. I understand they got tough economic times, and man, whether it's dealerships, car dealerships, whether it's prisons, whether it's people losing their jobs, suppliers to the auto industry, we in Michigan are hurting right now, and it's very, very difficult. And I don't mean to criticize the governor or the legislature, but I just think we could be, penny wise and pound foolish here. If you take a look at it, prisoners are released from camps usually have a lower recidivism rate. In other words, they don't return to crime. Than those that are released from prisons. And if we're going to shut down all of our camps, are we doing the right thing for the criminal justice system and the people of the state of Michigan? Our idea in prison is to rehabilitate people to have less repeat crime, but we fairly, according to studies, we fairly well could be increasing repeat offenders in Michigan, not decreasing them. So I've asked the governor to take a look at this and look at all angles of it, see if there's something we can do. There's got to be some possible way. I've asked her to look at the stimulus package. Some states, three states, have used their stimulus money to actually beef up their prisons. And Michigan appears to have used their money for education. But there's got to be some funds available or some way to keep these jobs going and these dedicated people who for so many years have served the state of Michigan. And we're honored to serve the state of Michigan in the Department of Corrections. I'm willing to work with the governor and any suggestions they may have, and I'll continue to work out here, see if there's something we can do to save these vitally important part of our state prison systems, these camps, and these prisons are going to be closed. I'd like to see them stay open. I wish I had a guarantee, but I can't, but at least we're not giving up yet.